truth will be prepared in the heavens.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Attend. At that time Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. This morning's fishing expedition is a prophetic event. That is to say, it's of the prophets. It's in the stream of the tradition of the prophets. Except that the word of the Lord that came to the Old Testament prophets in the vision has come this morning to Peter, James, and John in the flesh. The vision that always happened to the prophets, and one notes here that both in the Hebrew and in the Greek, the Old Testament never says that the word of the Lord came to the prophet. It always says that he happened or came to be to the prophet. Or in the Hebrew it says, "And the word of the Lord was to the prophet." The vision that always happened to the Old Testament prophets is here, not a vision, but an actual event in space-time. Something obviously very deep is happening. For the creation of the world came to be. This is the verb that is used for the creation of the world. and the same word of the Lord by whom creation came to be, himself came to be flesh in order to dwell among us. It is as in his holy temple. So I'm asking you to note the same verb. The same verb for the word of the Lord coming to the prophets. It's coming to be to the prophets. It's the same verb that's used for the creation. The world comes into being. And it's the same word that's used for the incarnation. The word of God came to be flesh. So it would seem obvious that this morning's fishing expedition, in which these fishermen come to be people catchers, in the same way that ordinary men of the Old Testament became prophets when the word of the Lord happened to them, it would seem obvious that this morning's fishing expedition, is not really an event among countless others, but rather it's an unfolding of the event, the primordial beginning in which creation comes to be and receives its shape and its meaning, the beginning that determines how it is configured, how it is put together, and how it moves. It is all the mystery of Christ in you, this mystery of God hidden from the ages and the generations, unknown even to angels, until it was revealed in the mystery of God, the Word, coming to be flesh and dwelling in us as in his holy temple. So in such a biblical vision, prophetic vision of this reading of this morning's gospel, one is all the more alert to deeper meanings of words that on the surface appear quite ordinary, and to the symbolism of certain key objects and movements that are like veils covering the mystery of God's Holy Spirit as it moves, if you will, over the face of the waters. So let's pause here for a moment. There's already a teaching here that we can draw up and put into the net of our understanding. Our daily lives, much like this morning's fishing expedition, appear very ordinary on the surface. But if we are mindful of the Lord's presence, if we are carrying him in our remembrance, as Simon's boat carries him this morning, then each moment of our life can come to be a veil beneath which the Lord is present to us, just as he was with Simon in his boat. In the hidden presence of the Lord, we can descend in every moment of our life, in secret, with our mind into our heart, like Simon Peter, James, and John letting down their nets into the deep for a great catch. Our secret catch, then, is the fish. The fish. In Greek, ichthus, which in the Greek is an ancient Christian acrostic for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Catching the fish, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, silently in the deep chamber of our heart, we can draw him up to our conscious remembrance, as the great catch of fish this morning was drawn up into the boats of Simon Peter, James, and John. Then, like Simon Peter, our soul begins to tremble in fear of the Lord who is present to us and whose presence we can feel. But such a healing fear it is, for it produces godly sorrow. It engenders the sweetness of contrition, a deep groaning for humility, for cleansing, for healing in the Christ who is himself our hope of glory. The Lord says to Simon Peter, "Go into the deep and let down your net for a catch." The heart is deep beyond all things, says Jeremiah. In the heart, we come into the beyond, where we find, if we are on the right path, Christ himself, the hope of glory in whom we were made. In our heart, that is, we come into the deep where we come to be in Christ, the image of God. We come into that inmost chamber where we ourselves are rooted in God, but where sin and death have taken root in us. Here is where we have come to be dead in our sins and trespasses. And here is where we are refashioned at the root, made new, restored to our original beauty in the awful mystery of the Lord's Holy Pascha. This is the deep, I think, that may be symbolized by the deep of this morning's gospel. It is the deep of the waters of death. Simon and his companions had been toiling in those waters all night, but had caught nothing, it says. Simon and his companions, sitting all night in their boat on the sea, toiling for a catch, we can say is a symbol of the prayer of those sitting in the region and shadow of death before God the Word came to be flesh. That is, before God became flesh and descended himself into hell, there was no resurrection and life in the waters of the soul. There was no light. There was no fish. No Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. However long and hard the righteous toiled, they were still sitting in a boat on the waters of death. Yet even so, they were not without hope. They toiled in the hope of faith that the day was coming when the Word of God himself would deliver the righteous even from death. This brings into view now a spiritual meaning in the Lord's command to Simon. When he says to Simon, go into the deep and let your net down for a catch, one now hears, Simon, that day of the Lord has come to be. I have come to be here in the flesh. Prayer now can catch eternal life. We can play with the Greek syntax and translate what Simon Peter says to the Savior like this. As you say, I will let my net down into the deep. The word is kalasso, which has the meaning letting it down into the abyss. Letting it down into the abyss of one's heart, where I am dead in my sins and trespasses. But I let down my net with your word, or by means of your word, not by myself, but by your word with me. For the word of the Lord is life to those who keep it. And that's not in the New Testament, that's in the Old Testament. This was the hope of the Old Testament righteous. The word of the Lord is life to those who keep it. But the word of the Lord is Christ himself, who by his death on the cross has destroyed death. So, by your word, with your word, we now can take to mean, Simon is saying, with you, in you, by your cross, I will follow you, for you are the right path, the way to the Father in the Holy Spirit. And I will resolve to descend with you into my heart to catch you, the resurrection and the life, and bring you up into my boat. With you in my soul, in my mind, and in my body, now I can navigate the deep of my life, my every day, my every hour, my every moment, to the safety of your calm haven. Now remember that the Lord himself had climbed into Simon's boat, and that the boat of Simon most certainly was made of wood. And only when the Lord was in the boat did he command Simon Peter to go out into the deep and let down his net for a catch. The boat is the church. The church is the body of Christ, which is likened in liturgical text to the wood of the cross. And Christ nailed to the wood of the cross is a symbol of his coming to be absolutely one with us in our death, by his death on the cross. The boats of Simon, James, and John now come into view as the church, the body of Christ, divided but not disunited in all the churches throughout the world, including St. Herman's. Now the deep comes into view as the waters of holy baptism. For into the deep, the mighty river of Christ has poured forth from the gate of the temple that Ezekiel saw in his vision, which the church recognizes immediately as the Holy Theotokos, the Holy Virgin Mary. And as Ezekiel foretold, that mighty river, which we know to be Christ, flowed from the Virgin eastward into Galilee and beyond, pouring, as it says in Ezekiel, into the Arabah, the desert, which is the Dead Sea, and into the resurrection. There were a great many fish there, says Ezekiel. And wherever that mighty river went, the waters of death became fresh. The fish were made to live. For wherever Christ went throughout Galilee, the blind were made to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, the dead were raised. They came to be a new creation, for they were touched by the living waters of Christ's Holy Spirit that flowed all the way into the deep of our death, delivering us from death. And in the living waters of Christ's death, our death has now come to be the death of our death. We come to be a new creation, children of God, by descending into these waters of Christ's death, our holy baptism, in which we find the resurrection and the life, and now even our death becomes the instrument of our attaining to eternal life in Christ. Such a beautiful, glorious image of the church, the body of Christ, scattered as so many apostolic boats to the ends of the universe. Wherever the church is, there the apostles' nets are being cast into the deep of human hearts and raising a great many fish from death to life. What a glorious vocation to be a Christian, brothers and sisters. Our vocation is to go throughout the world and raise the dead to life. That's what we do. That's our business. And each church, like the boat of James and John, helping the boat of Simon Peter, is helping the other bring the great catch of people into the boat of the church, the body of Christ, where death has been put to death and made to become the gate of our eternal life in Christ. The net the church casts into the deep of our souls, what do you think it might be? It's the cross by which God has slain death. And that cross, that fisherman's net, is given to us in the church's prayers, the fasting seasons, and in the divine services of the church. That net of the holy apostles, the cross, raises us up into the boat and brings us to the consecrated bread and wine of Christ's holy and most precious body and blood that washes away the deadly poison of the serpent and restores us to our original beauty. Let's take up this cross, shall we? Let's get serious about being Christians. Let's take up our cross. Let's begin to pray. Let's observe the seasons of the fast. And let's fast according to our strength and according to our circumstances. Let's get serious about putting our death to death. Let's get serious about making the catch of the fish, Jesus Christ, God, the Son, the Savior, in our heart. Let's get serious about it. And let's take up the cross that the church is giving to us, throwing out to us like the fisherman's net. And let's climb into the apostles' net. and we may find ourselves being raised up into the boat of Christ's church, sailing the deep of this life to the heavenly kingdom. Amen. Nos solicitamus, save us, glory to Jesus Christ.